Welcome back to 3 Now as we kick off hour number 2. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. It's the official credit union of 3 and Out. Been in business since 1934 and longtime sponsor of Fan on Radio. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com to become a member and take advantage of all their wonderful services. Anything a bank can do, they've got you covered. The Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union and their customer service is unmatched. You watched the NBA Finals last night, Chris?
Yep. Wouldn't miss it. 30-20-10 for Luka.
You mean like 32-21-10. Joker.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Doncic, Jokic.
Him and Jamal Murray became the first pair of teammates to have, I believe, 30-point triple-doubles in the NBA Finals.
That was a road win, right? So
yes.
Now we're back on track with number of games at home,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
for each team.
Yeah, I definitely watched. I just called Joker Luka.
Nuggets lead 2-1. Some people probably don't even know who's in it. It's Denver. It's Miami.
Yeah, I just
yeah.
Did you watch it, Hickman?
No.
You?
Not a second.
Brett?
Nope. No.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
I don't think the ratings would be very good on this.
I actually saw that. I think they're better than like the past 5 years have been.
Really?
Wow.
Huh.
I think a lot of that has to do with Miami's a pretty large fan base. And
yeah.
Jokic being the hottest thing in the world right now in basketball.
He's so boring, though.
Like a seal on land. Just dribbling around, but always goes in.
Is that a
32-21-10. This is coming off a 41-11-4 performance. Yeah, he's legit. Best player in the world.
All right.
Thus concludes our NBA Finals.
Well, Zion kind of stole the spotlight in the NBA world yesterday.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
That was tough to see.
But I couldn't look away. I had to read them all. I had to go to her page and read every single tweet.
She just kept going.
And then at the end, she's like, I don't care. I'll be the kept girlfriend. You can be the baby mama. Like,
so her original tweet when Zion.
Is this Mariah Mills?
Yes.
Yes, Mills.
Okay.
She said, after she found out that Zion got that other porn star pregnant, she said, I let you spit in my mouth last week when we bleeped.
Womb scans.
You could have told me you had another bleep. Pregnant. How is that going to work moving us both to New Orleans? You think I would have found out?
Yeah, she had like the DMs on Snapchat from him, like the official verified account, and put those out. Like, how much do I have to pay you when I move you to New Orleans?
She didn't care.
She.
Yeah, so Zion Williamson and his girlfriend announced that they are expecting a baby. And that sent Mariah Mills, who's an adult film star, on a Twitter tirade,
mm-hmm.
claiming that the two of them have been together recently. Tuesday night. I did see the pictures of, but I didn't see all the Mariah Mills comments.
You want to talk about a weird draft class that year was? Zion can't stop having sex with porn stars. Ja can't put down guns. R.J. Barrett sucks, and P.J. Washington is literally probably the brokest millionaire I've ever seen because he has to pay so much in child support.
R.J. hadn't been one bad for the Knicks.
He's been better
than Zion, and I don't know. Zion hadn't played.
39 games in 2 years, or 29.
Making $200 million a year.
Zion.
Just get the ball on a Zion.
Well, they had the whole thing. They said he was healthy. Like, were they in the playoffs, the play-in or whatever?
Mm-hmm. He's healthy. He's just not playing.
Yeah.
Team decision.
He's out there doing stand, like, you know, windmill dunks and warm-ups in front of his teammates, and gosh, it's crazy. Like, it's from a standstill position. He's not, like, running and jumping. Mm-hmm. He's just, I mean, geez.
He can only do a couple of them, though. Those legs are pretty tired.
I'll never forget this. So when he first, like, it was after his first season in New Orleans.
Maybe he should move to Sweden.
So,
call back to yesterday.
Someone sent their boyfriend a picture of Zion Williamson with his dog at, like, a drugstore. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, my gosh, look how cute this dog is. And they're like, this is how little Zion plays. Runs. The girl takes a picture of him in New Orleans and sends it to her boyfriend. No clue who it is.
Did you see that the girlfriend, the pregnant girl, subtweeted?
No.
Happy hoes ain't hating, and hating hoes ain't happy.
Oh my gosh.
Words to live by.
That's one of my rules for life.
He's in a little bit of a mess here.
Mills then responded with her own subtweet.
Oh, good.
You not on my level, Ma. Believe that.
Oh, she's Ma now.
Apparently, right. There's a video that's been leaked of Zion with Mariah Mills on Twitter and Reddit.
No, thank you.
I'll send you the link, Chris.
Please do not send me that.
It's blurred on Twitter.
You're just doing research for that Swedish sex league.
Well, and it came on top of the news of John Morant coming out and claiming that it was a toy gun in his latest IG.
A toy gun.
He's so bad.
Like, how is that? Why wouldn't
somebody was like, what's more
happened?
Embarrassing? It's a real gun or that you're still playing with toy guns?
Well, why,
you're right over there, Chris?
Even,
you got a really serious look on your face.
He's just watching the video.
He did not send me a video.
Seemed deep in thought.
I mean, why has it taken like 3 weeks since that video came out to say, oh, the toy gun? I mean, send it the day of. Or,
yeah, it took him a long time to come up with that lame ass excuse.
God, you. Sure, handed me a toy gun from the back seat.
Imagine having your championships, and this is all people.
How about
want to
apologizing
talk about?
And not use ChatGPT or a bot to write it for you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It writes great apologies.
I mean, you can read exactly what he said if you just type it in, like Google.
Short, thoughtful apology. It was verbatim what he sent out. If you went to ChatGPT,
that's awesome.
I mean, it was crazy.
What were the words? Short.
Short, thoughtful apology.
It was three sentences.
Short, thoughtful apology. Yeah, I mean, this is just like when you copy someone's homework. Like, you take what ChatGPT writes, and then you got to, like, add in your – you got to change the words around. You know, you got to make it your own. You can't just plagiarize the AI. Grief.
I mean, I don't know. You're making so much money at such a young age. I get you're going to do stupid stuff, but
there's stupid
this
stuff.
Is some
this
stupid stuff.
Yeah.
So how about Cumwater, Michigan?
That concludes our NBA talk for the day. Olivier Nkamhua headed to Michigan.
He is an Nkamhua now.
So they traded Hunter Dickinson for Olivier Kamwa?
No, I thought he came back.
Who?
Hunter Dickinson.
No, he's in Kansas.
I guess I missed that.
They're giving him like 1.5 mil.
Kamwa didn't want to go to Michigan if Dickinson was going to come back because he wanted to start Kamwa.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so,
what I mean.
Yeah. No.
Terrible trade for Michigan.
And like Juwan Howard might be coaching for his job this next year.
And he's gonna ride the broad shoulders.
He has hitched the wagon to Kumwa.
We'll come back with more three and out. Stick with us, right here on FanDone Radio. Welcome back to Three and Out. Rumor out of Hattiesburg, Chris. Southern Miss going to wear their dark jerseys, so we can't wear ours.
That adds up.
Mm-hmm. Worried about it? Or gimmick that'll backfire? Makes us play better?
I mean, it's a total troll job by them to do that.
Yeah, but is it, you know, them focused on the wrong type of thing, or does it work? Did you see Florida State last night on the women's side went with the white instead of the gold?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they could wear the gold, right? Oklahoma was in their...
They could wear every jersey they have, and they wouldn't have mattered.
Oklahoma was in there all crimson. Couldn't they go on all gold? They went all white. Starting pitcher didn't give up any runs. They made a change, and bats came to life.
Mm-hmm.
Tale as old as time.
What was the final?
Like 8.
5-0.
5-0. Yeah.
Okay, that's what it was when I started watching.
A girl hit a what would have been a 3-run home run to that would have ended the game like immediately with the 8-run rule, and the girl robbed
it. I saw that.
That was an incredible
great
play.
Catch. I mean, she snow coned it over the fence.
Yeah,
that was the only highlight I saw.
Pretty much.
That was the only highlight I saw, and I was like, "Oh, maybe Florida State." Looked at the score. I was like, "No."
It was a two hitter for Jordy Ball.
They've won what 52 in a row or something.
Yes.
Yeah. They'll probably close that out tonight, I guess.
Okay, so if they wear black, what do you wear? You go orange? You go white? One of our two white jerseys? Do you go cream?
If they're wearing, like, do they have an all-black uniform that's like the, you know how
I think it's black top, white pants.
Oh, it is?
I think so.
So, well.
They might go all black.
In
I don't
baseball,
know. I hope they do. It's going to be like 94 degrees.
There's two types of baseball uniforms, at least in my head. You guys tell me how you think about this. But there's the more formal uniform, which is all one color. Like your white home, all white uniform, or your white uniform with pinstripes, home uniform, or your road grays that are all gray.
Just right. Not awful looking, though.
Well, yeah, hang on, though. I'm not talking about Tennessee yet. I just mean, like, in the majors, that's usually a light gray,
Yeah, almost like a silver, like what we wear sometimes with the black tops. Yeah.
But and then there's, like, your casual uniforms, which is usually a color shirt top with gray or white pants. Our black jersey uniform that we wore against Clemson is the casual version.
Yes.
Because it has the gray pants. It's not all black. Like, Vanderbilt has an
and
all
that's
black.
Not, that, if I'm not mistaken, that one doesn't button all the way down.
The
it's
formal
like a, it's
uniforms
like,
button all the way down.
Right. This is a. I think the black and the grays are a double button.
I'm picturing Rocker. What was his name?
John Rocker.
No, the
Kumar.
Guy. Yeah, Kumar Rocker at Vanderbilt having that button down all black Vanderbilt uniform.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's
or
Southern Miss has that
Sunday
type of,
greens.
Oh, yeah.
I like them. I just hate that Vandy does it.
But, like, I'm wondering if Southern Miss has, like, the formal all-black uniform. I would almost think that they do since their colors are black and yellow. Usually teams that are black and yellow have, like, an all-black uniform, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they obviously might have a black top casual version as well. If they go black top casual version, do you match the casual version and go, like, you know, orange top like you're talking about?
This looks like they have
Halloween out there.
They have a gold top with, like, silver pants.
Gold top. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
They seem to like that one a lot. In fact, all of their pictures are them wearing that. Hmm. They do have a formal pinstripe white.
Okay.
Buttons all the way down.
Yep.
They're yellow with the silver buttons all the way down. Man, they really like that yellow top with the... Okay, now they got a yellow top with the pinstripe pants.
Mm-hmm.
All of these... Okay, there's the white again.
I see a black jersey with gray pants.
Mm.
But that looks like a pretty old picture, so... Oh, there's another
They've
one.
Got a cream... It looks to be a cream top that says Southern across the,
okay.
the chest. Formal. It's kind of a throwback look. It actually looks pretty cool.
Our black jersey is definitely casual. There's a picture here of Ahuna, so it has to be this year. No buttons. There's nothing. It's just the T-shirt.
It doesn't have one button?
Well, not in this picture.
I'll take your word for it. I just wasn't sure. I knew it wasn't a full button
either.
Down. I think the gray has one or two buttons. Well, if they go black tops, I don't know. I think you go orange top if they go black top.
You just match the casual attire, or do you try and show them up and go formal?
What would formal be? The creams? That'd be our you know.
Is that considered a... Well,
it's our Sunday.
If can we wear white, even though we're the visiting team? If they wear black, can't we wear white?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
But usually you don't do that. So creams would work.
If they'd let us. I don't know. Are there rules? Oh, they wear black, but you have to wear orange? That'd be kind of cool.
Good question.
I'm not seeing any black. You're seeing a black jersey for them?
Yeah, I wasn't seeing any.
I just typed in Southern Miss baseball and I'm scrolling the pictures, but
you would think they'd have to have one.
I would think so.
Yeah, there's two pictures. They both do look a little like older pictures than those the ones you're talking about.
Seems
like
the most they wore this year.
The most common one seems to be their gold top with the silver pants.
Well, and I don't know. Like, see these two? They've got.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And this is from 2015 where they had these, but I think it feels like all that's changed. I mean, you could just match the casualness of their outfit and go with the orange top and the gray pants.
Well, it's the orange top's it's buttoned down all the way. It's not like we just don't have orange pants. Should we? Should we have orange pants for baseball?
All orange?
I don't think so.
That's a lot of orange.
Well, you don't like orange?
I like
Lady
orange.
Lady Balls will wear all
they got orange pants.
There you go. Why not? We got orange britches of the football team.
What if Tony busts out some orange britches?
What color hat do you go with in that scenario?
Orange.
You still wear the black hat. I don't know. Just saying you can still be the...
We've only got three hats, right? Gray, orange, and black. We don't wear a white hat.
Hmm.
Yeah, they have a smoky hat?
Do we have a cream
hat?
Yeah,
they got orange, gray, and black.
Do we have a cream hat?
No, I think they wear the orange.
Okay.
With the creams.
Did we play well with the creams on this year? I know basketball did.
That's a good question.
I feel like we were pretty good on Sunday.
We're very superstitious.
We took game three against LSU on Sunday. We took game three against, was it Florida on Sunday? Won the aggregate both times. Couldn't get it cracking against Arkansas. But
if we can wear white,
they're out.
We could just wear our white pinstripes.
I like the white pinstripe.
Orange hats with the creams.
That's what I thought.
And those, I mean, you own one of those. Does yours button all the way down? The creamsicle?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's that.
Well, remember.
I think that's what you go with.
Jared brings up a good point. Remember, it flip-flops, too. So there's a chance on game two, we get to pick the jersey and we can wear black. Like, let's say we win the first game, you wear black and close them out.
But what if you don't switch after you win?
But if we win the first game, we're going to wear the same thing. You know that.
That's a good point. Might do that, yeah.
We might switch to the home team, but we're going to.
Late night for the managers again.
And isn't it weird how they do that? Wasn't it some weird coin flip or something? Like, the home team doesn't get to be the home team automatically two out of the three games.
I thought they did.
Aren't they home first, and then you're home first, and then you flip a coin?
I think game three is a coin flip.
But I think you flipped the coin before the series
I think
starts.
You're right. Yeah, there's some. It's some weird.
Yeah.
Like, you know ahead of time, but you don't know until you flip the coin.
Yeah, our orange jersey's button all the way down as well.
Yeah.
It's just a more casual look, but it's not the T-shirt style, which I know the black jerseys aren't a T-shirt. They're, you can see the little mesh, like how they are made breathable.
Perforations.
Mm-hmm. When they do a close-up of the picture. Yeah, we don't have orange pants, do we? That'd be something. I don't think the guys would want to risk that. New uniform. Super.
What new uniform? What are you talking about?
If they went with orange pants.
Well, we busted out black last year for the first time and just won the SEC tournament.
All right. They could be undefeated, you know? You could head to Omaha 2-0 in orange pants.
That'd pop.
It's like a golfer with a new putter, you know? Just like, man, this thing is just the best ever. It's kind of like the beginner's luck phenomenon.
Speaking of baseball, Ben Joyce, just reading here, he earned his first career win last night.
Yeah, he walked the bases loaded and then got out of it without giving up a run. So
nice.
Went a little Chase Burnsy on him.
That was his fourth outing of the season. Must have missed the third one because I thought he only had three, but apparently they pitched him against the Astros the next day, after he made Altuve look like an idiot. Gave up some runs.
Did he?
He's got a 4.50 ERA right now.
Really?
Which is weird because he's only given up two runs.
Yeah, it's so weird the way they calculate that.
Well, I mean, it's per nine innings.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back with more 3 and Out next. Once I thought that love was something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much. But this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you. Hour 2 continues right here on Fan Run Radio. Tennessee heads to Hattiesburg. I guess what, tomorrow they probably head down for their Saturday 3 o'clock first pitch. Southern Miss.
Might go today. They ain't in school.
That's a good point.
Probably depends on what the NCAA wants.
Assuming Southern Miss will start right-handed pitcher Tanner Hall. He's their ace. He's 12-3, 2.08 ERA, and 1.02 whip. He's a junior. He's been their game one starter all season, but he did throw 123 pitches Friday night against Samford before pitching 30 on Monday.
He's a projected first-round draft pick.
So he'll have 5 days rest, but that's a lot of pitches. I guess they could bump him to game two if they wanted to, but I feel like they'll probably roll with him, right?
Yeah, it'll be him.
They've got right-hander Billy Oldham, who's been their game two starter for the home stretch of the season. He's also a junior. He's 8-3, 4.33 ERA, 1.18 whip, and 17 appearances on 12 starts. He pitched against Auburn and only gave up 4 hits in 5 2/3 last weekend. So, pitching pretty well lately, I guess. And then other two starters that have thrown in the midweek and I guess in game threes and stuff are Nick Mazzo and Matthew Adams, both righties. So they have no lefty starters, which I think is interesting. Mazzo's 5-1 on the season. Adams is 3-2. They started the game. They started those games in the loser's bracket in the regional that they won. They are Southern Miss 32nd in the country in team ERA.
Now,
what are we?
Oh, we're right there at the top.
That's what I thought. Fifth or something?
With their pitcher throwing 150 pitches this past weekend, would we expect his pitch count to be maybe monitored a little bit more Saturday?
No, because it could be his last time pitching this season.
I think it just depends on how he performs. I mean,
so that's why
they might be a little more likely to take him out, just because they might be like, oh, he's getting gas. We need to go to someone else. But I don't think you're not gonna
Look what they just did in the regionals. They pitched him Friday and they came back with him on Monday.
That's why I think what we should be more mad about is the fact that they're getting an extra day's rest out of all this.
Well, I would be.
Well, so did we. Yeah. Not that we needed it. But, I mean, we took care of our business in 3 games. They had to go the extra game and still got the extra day. I hear what you're saying.
I feel like they got, them hosting, fine, whatever. But at the end of the day, they had to come up through the loser's bracket, and their reward is an extra day's rest, and they get to host. And that just doesn't really seem fair to me.
I agree.
Well, yeah, but that was made as a decision for the whole bracket. It wasn't like they picked individual games to be one weekend or the other. So, as I go back and look at this, our side of the bracket, Wake Forest and Alabama got done early. Stanford went late. They're playing Texas. LSU had the rain. They won it in the minimum games, but they had the delay, so it went into the last day. Kentucky had to come through the loser's bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Southern Miss did. We did not. So that's 1, 2, 3-4 out of the 8 teams, I guess, had the extra day. On the other side, Florida went deep. Duke went deep. I think, didn't Oregon and Oral Roberts both? Yeah, I don't think they lost at all in either one of theirs. And then TCU didn't either, although they had to lay there. So it was fairly – actually, I think Tennessee's side of the bracket, more teams went longer. So that's probably why they bumped them back.
Gotcha, yeah.
Because they really just had to pick one way or the other. Like, are the Tennessee side of the bracket going to start on Friday or start on Saturday? And make that call for all those teams. Because then it lines up with your Omaha, threading into that tournament. But let's go back to the Big Orange Philly phone lines. We got Jay on the horn. What's up, Jay? You're on 3 and Out.
Fellas, good morning.
Morning.
Well, guys, before we know it, baseball season's going to be over, and we're really going to have to start breaking down the WNBA. But before then, I want to talk a little baseball uniforms. You guys were talking about that. I think we need more orange in our lineup here. We got too many gray and blacks, and it just seems like it's rare. I love our cream uniforms, but I think our orange setups could use some work.
Wait, the orange tops?
Yeah, the orange tops, and I'd like to see more. I don't know. I'd like to see maybe another orange jersey. I just feel like every time I watch our guys, we're wearing gray or black. I don't even think they wear their best uniform as much as they should, which is that cream-colored one. That's the best uniform in baseball. Mm.
You might see it Sunday. That's when they typically break it out.
But we only have one orange uniform, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one orange top. That's it.
What about going orange?
Yeah, we were talking about that. I think they can pull it off. I mean, I like it when the guys bust out the orange knee socks and go old school every now and then, like a Ahuna does that from time to time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if we just threw some, like on our flat white pants, what if we threw like some orange stripes down the side, like the football team, like two orange stripes, just a little bit more?
You could do like a Yankees kind of deal, you know, with the pinstripes, but just orange pinstripes.
How would that look?
Oof. That'd be something.
I'd like to see that. Because I thought about that earlier, and I was just like, man, what would that look like? Would it show up enough, or would it look funky? It's
starting to remind me of that Scott Van Pelt commercial where he's got the stripes going sideways. He's like 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, look, Oklahoma's going to win another national title in softball. We know this. If Georgia three-peats this year, who's the more dominant sports program?
How many is this for Oklahoma now?
This is 3 in a row, but this will be like her 7th one. I mean, she's entering Pat Summit.
Yeah, and it's like their 6th World Series in a row.
It's harder to do in football, though.
No, yeah, I agree.
I'd say Georgia.
You say Georgia?
Yeah, but I didn't think it'd make a good case for either.
Oklahoma's going 60-1.
That's pretty
ridiculous. I mean, they literally almost went 62-0.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I don't know. They're probably more dominant, but it just seems like it's less likely to happen in a sport like college football. So many guys, and I mean, if you get two of the best pitchers in the country every year, you're halfway to.
Well, you got to think Kirby. I mean, he's a 4th and what 18 mm-hmm. to a pass from another one. I mean,
they've been
dominant.
He should really be on the precipice of 4 titles, really.
Yeah.
I mean, he had that one, but I don't know, guys. We got to get this these weather delays. I don't know why softball and baseball championships are in two of the worst areas to be in for summertime sports. When you talk about storms and tornadoes, it's like it feels like every time I turned on a softball game or tried to, you know, turn on it last night to watch it, there's a weather delay. It's like, you know, we got to stop putting these games in Tornado Alley. That's all I'm saying. I'll get out of here, guys.
Man, thanks for the call. Yeah, you think they'd want to, you know, be in a dome or something. Keep these things on schedule. It's tradition, though, you know? You can't change it now.
Do we still wear these? Like, what if the... Could the...
No, we don't wear those.
Okay. Sorry.
But...
It's a softball uniform that... It's probably a little overboard on the checkerboard, but...
The checkerboard's halfway down the arm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, look. The Lady Vols do have an orange pinstripe. Bust that out.
Yeah,
that looks pretty good.
All right. It's the same Vols script that the men have on their
orange
jersey.
Just pass those jerseys over. Oh, those are the Elite Series jerseys, too. They got the silver Nike chick.
Oh.
Chick, check, check.
Nike chick.
Checkpoint chicky. Huh. All right. Let's see here. Yeah, like, see that little orange stripe right there? It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. That really wide one you showed me earlier is kind of
a joke. This one's a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amanda Curran and a good one on. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Look at Kiki Malloy and the pinstripes. We need that. That's pretty cool. I could go with that.
Okay.
Orange pinstripes. Looks better than I thought. What are we waiting on?
I'm kind of the opposite. I think we got too many uniforms.
You have too many
uniforms. Just simplify it.
But you got to have... It's baseball.
Okay.
Kids love the alternate uniforms. What, you don't like the Summit blue? You don't like the gray?
Yeah, I don't know which one I'd kill off.
I'm not the biggest fan of the gray.
Really?
Yeah. Like, we get a new Nike gray this year.
Oh, we do. Is it lighter or darker?
We don't know.
No.
So last year we wore the original Smokey Grays when we played LSU. And there might have been a couple of little tweaks here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But for this year, Nike is making us a specialty gray that you've never seen before. And then we get one more, I think, next year, and then it's done.
Okay.
But the all black with the black helmet sure was pretty sweet. Pretty cool, you know?
Pretty cool. Final segment, hour two next. I don't know how Twitter does these trending things anymore, but Hattiesburg is on my what's happening list. That's some strong debate work by the
what's happening down there.
It just says trending Hattiesburg, 1,026 tweets. I guess it's because I follow so many Vol fan accounts and all they're doing is
complaining.
Making fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to check with your local Applebee's for a rowdy watch party. Excluding Hattiesburg, Mississippi, because there's, you know, closed down.
Well, that's because they opened it in the part of town with better restaurants. They should have opened it up across the interstate where the Chili's is thriving.
This is what people are telling you?
That's what a Southern Miss source on the ground said. The problem is they opened it up in the restaurant district.
Dumb Applebee's.
People want real food over here. Take that.
I just hope none of our people get bed bugs down there.
Yeah.
What the hell?
They're not even letting our people down there.
Wait, what's bed bugs? What are you talking about?
No, you know, just
sleeping in the woods.
It's higher risk when you got, you know, worse hotels.
Or
they got a Comfort Inn. What are you talking about?
Fairfield Inn, too, I think.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Probably got some hourly rate motels.
Zion.
Zion.
There's just so many
probably like those hotels in No Country for Old Men.
Mm.
You got to do a key to get.
Classic.
The Titans aren't trending on your Twitter feed with DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins taking a visit to Nashville. No, it's not, actually.
Would join a long list of great receivers to play for the
you
Titans.
You mentioned that during the break, and that's just spot on. I mean,
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss left the Titans, went to the Patriots, and murked. And we were like, oh, no, he's not open enough. Stupid.
What, he set an NFL record the next year?
Yep.
Where's Julio going to be this year? He'll probably ball out.
Is he anywhere?
You remember when they brought in Andre Johnson for a year?
Yep.
Probably the most underrated wide receiver of his era.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he was so quiet. He was like the non-diva receiver.
And he kicked Cortland Finnegan's ass.
I mean, whipped him bad.
He was on those Miami teams when we played him, right? Andre Johnson?
Yeah.
Did we play him?
Well, I don't know if we played him, but he did.
Was he on out with Clinton Portis and Dorsey and those guys when they came up here?
I don't – for some reason, I don't think he was on that team, but maybe.
He wasn't on the 03 game. Was he?
Mm-mm, no.
I'm a soldier. Yeah.
Even lesser guys like Robert Woods came in and did nothing.
Nothing.
And they're ranting and raving about Treylon Burks right now.
Yeah, he'll get a migraine or something out for the season.
Asthma attack.
Julio's unsigned. We can bring him back.
No.
He's probably just wanting to skip camp, probably sign with somebody right near the end of the preseason.
I just don't understand the Titans. Like,
yeah.
Why have they never really – it's like they finally get an elite receiver in A.J. Brown. They finally did it. They finally hit on one of these guys. And then they trade him away.
For a guy with asthma.
Hey, like, buddy, I'm sorry, but – we don't have good receivers here. You've gotten too good. I know you're giving us the hometown discount, but we need to spend it on other guys that are probably
he wanted
buzz.
To come back. Like, he would have taken the same amount of money. Yeah. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. It's like Robinson thought he could just wheel and deal.
Wheeling and dealing in the unemployment line now.
That's true. Or did he get a job somewhere, or is he just free floating out there?
What was his first name again?
John Robinson.
And now their star, I mean, he's a couple years away from really just falling off the cliff.
Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have the burst last year.
He's getting hit behind the line every time.
Yeah, that's true.
I love the Titans' downfall.
They just said that they're going to give the new guy, what's his name, the new running back?
With no ACL?
Yeah.
Oh, the kid from Tulane?
Tulane, yeah.
They said they're going to give him all he can handle.
That kid was really good.
But they're not sure if that – the writers weren't sure if the OC just meant, like, in camp, like, they're going to, like, you know, put the whole playbook on him, or if they meant, like, actually, like, give him as many carries as he can handle in preseason, or, like, as many carries as he can handle backing up Henry, trying to keep him fresh. No one really knew what it meant. So.
Tajay Spears.
I'm sure, though. Yeah, I kept wanting to say Tajay Sharp, but I knew that was the other bus wide receiver that we had high hopes
that
for.
Is correct. That is correct.
Is correct.
Sleeper.
So many busts.
Yeah, I don't see a current landing spot for Jonathan Robinson. Did you know he's from Tennessee originally?
No.
Yeah. Union City.
Where's that?
West Tennessee.
You don't know where Union City, Tennessee
is? Can't say that I do.
It's near Memphis, right?
It's upper northwest corner of the state. Chris, Obion County.
Oh, it's not Houston County? That'd have been cool.
Do you even say it that way?
What?
Obion?
I've never heard of that county.
You've never heard of it?
It's Obion.
Okay. I thought so. Just realized it.
You've heard of Obion County?
I coached high school sports.
Yeah,
I've heard of pretty much all of them.
Don't give me that you've never heard of it.
They used to be a 2A
football
power.
But you're from here. Like, you didn't have to like, memorize all the counties. And
there's
like,
99 of them. No.
And, like, Tennessee,
I've never heard of it either.
Tennessee, you know, what grade would that have been? Like fifth grade?
I couldn't name all the counties that touch Knox counties. I mean, I'm saying I couldn't name them. I mean, I could name a bunch of counties and probably get them, but I couldn't be like, oh, yeah, we border.
I bet you could.
I'm not trying.
Let's see. Blount County.
Hang on. Let me pull up the map.
Blount County, Sevier County.
Rome.
Rome County. Granger County.
Don't mess each other up. Hang on. Let me get the map
here. Granger County. Is there something else up in there?
Let me zoom in.
Union County? No, that's a trying to think. You go. Anderson County.
Anderson is correct.
Sevier County.
Yeah, we got Sevier County.
Correct.
We got Blount County.
Blount County's correct.
Granger County.
We just talking
is
about
Granger Lundry. County one? It's close.
Granger, because if you go up like through Halls, that runs into Granger County.
Granger
right?
County is correct.
Okay, I thought so.
I believe this
like
map's
Gary,
really tiny,
Gary
but
Union was right.
Is Union one or is Union
Union's
one
correct?
Okay, yeah, okay.
You're at five.
How many are there?
Eight.
What about does Washington County touch the Tri-Cities?
There
right?
are eight. Washington County is nowhere close. That's like almost brisk.
So what have we said? We've said Union, Granger, Sevier, Blount, Anderson.
Campbell.
Campbell.
No.
And Anderson.
You got to go. I just said that. You got to go through Anderson County to get to Campbell.
You got
County.
Anderson, Union, Granger, Sevier, Blount.
Union.
He said Roan earlier. I'll give you that.
Roan.
One. That's six. There's two more. You're missing. Yeah, I feel like
which
you.
Which way do we need
both
to go?
Directions.
Oh, both directions.
Yeah, you're missing two. Come on, you boys can get this.
Huh. We should get these.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh.
Sad. Brad Rose is screaming at his radio.
Oh,
right
Loudoun
now.
County. Loudoun County.
There you go.
Jefferson.
Equator. How could you forget?
Jefferson.
And Jefferson. There you go.
I
think Roan does.
I couldn't remember Washington.
You know, I don't know how I did.
It's tiny.
It must be a small stretch of Jefferson County that borders Knox County.
I was thinking going up to the split, what you would hit. Because right past Sevier is Jefferson.
Yeah,
Jefferson, right?
Roan, Anderson, and Loudoun, they're all kind of in a corner. You know, Loudoun touches a good bit. Anderson, a ton,
right?
But then Roan's like right
there. I just heard it talked about a few times on the news.
Straight north.
Maynardville.
Granger, northeast, Jefferson.
This is good to know in case I move out of the county.
Mm. You got lots of options.
I know.
We still touch Knox.
All right, can you name the counties that border Jefferson County now, Chris?
No.
Hamblin. Sevier.
Hamblin. Correct.
Union.
Nope.
What?
Nope, Granger's in between Jefferson and Union.
Wow.
I love geography.
What is the county right there between is Washington? What county am I missing? Like between like Jefferson and Bristol?
Green County.
Green.
That's
it's humongous.
Is that where Geraldsburg is?
Geraldsburg.
That's where that one president's from. Was it Andrew Jackson who was born in Greenville, Green County, or was it Andrew Johnson? Somebody was born.
No, somebody
there.
Was Carthage.
You're thinking of Davy Crockett.
No.
Yeah, Carthage is where Andrew.
Hour three next.